Hey, coming up this weekend at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield is a show, David Graham and the Eskimo Brothers, straight from Nashville, Tennessee. You should have some fun with that one coming up on Saturday night. And I want to talk a little bit with David this morning and find out more about his show and where he's been and what he's up to. David, good morning. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it. Boy, you guys are busy, it looks like. I was looking up some information about David Graham and the Eskimo Brothers, and I'm seeing lots of shows in Nashville and Memphis and plenty of other places on tour, like 300-plus shows a year. Man, you guys are busy.
Oh, we are, man. We've been all – we even just got back from the UK, a month-long tour over there, and we've been 6 days a week all year long, man.
You must really love this.
Oh, of course, I love it, yeah. And I'm looking forward to coming to Greenfield this Saturday.
You betcha. Hey, tell me, how'd you get involved in music in the first place? Has this always been a passion of yours?
Always. Since I was a young kid, this is all I've ever wanted to do. So I'm living the American dream, man.
How'd you get turned on to it as a kid? Was it just the love of music? Was it someone who sparked that love?
I think both of my parents had a good record collection, a good eclectic record collection, and I just loved everything.
Yeah. How did you see that playing out when you were young? Is this how you pictured things?
Maybe not exactly. Maybe not all the work involved, but I've just since I was 8 years old, I just wanted to be Elvis Presley, man.
Yeah. Oh, so Elvis was really something that really sparked you?
That was one of the first cool guys I ever saw, yeah.
Yeah. Do you do any of that music then in your shows?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I pay homage to that every night.
Talk a little bit about the show. When folks come down to Greenfield, what will they see? Is it going to be a little bit of what you guys have developed and a little bit of someone like Elvis, some of those other things then too?
Yeah, well, we have albums out. And we, you know, obviously you're going to do a lot of original music, but they're going to see a fun kind of Nashville experience brought to Greenfield. And yeah, we do a little bit of everything. I think we'll do a little bit of what everybody likes.
Do you do
blues, rock, country?
Yeah. Do you do any requests, or do you pretty much have your show lined up?
I pretty much have my show lined up, but you know, if somebody throws something out there that I think I could get through, we'll have fun with it.
Yeah, hey, it's not just you on stage. Tell me about the rest of the group.
On big upright bass, I'm bringing my friend Mark Robertson, who's been touring with me for 10 years. Noah Miller on the drums from New York. And I'm actually bringing a local Iowa kid on the second guitar this time. I'm bringing an extra guy, and we're going to have some fun with that. Great singer, great guitar player, and he's actually from Iowa. So
looking forward
to that.
How'd you guys all get together?
Yeah. Well, these guys needed a job, and I had an opportunity.
That sounds like the music business in general.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Tell me about you. How was it for you getting started? The music industry can be very brutal and very – you get a lot of no's before you get yeses, right?
Oh, for sure. I'm still getting no's all the time, yeah. Yeah, that's part of this business. I've been playing music professionally since I was 15, and you know, it's if you love what you do, you stick with it, and you figure out a way to make a living at it. So yeah, it's been a way more no's than yeses.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. Do you have favorite venues to play?
I do. Actually, last time we were at the Cultural Center, I was surprised how fun it was. That was a really good time. I like Kansas City, Missouri is a good spot for me. Texas is always a fun time. I try to make every night a fun experience for everybody. So,
well, yeah. I see the note here. It says it's too rock and roll for country, too country for rock and roll, and having too much fun to care. How did you ever come up with that?
Actually, my tour man, I can't take credit for that. My tour manager came up with that slogan because, you know, he books the band, and you know, we run into that quite a bit where, you know, we might be too rock and roll for a really hardcore country venue, or we might be, you know, the opposite. But we've just kind of found this sweet spot and carved out our own little niche here in Nashville and everywhere else. And people love that slogan, man. It's on the back of one of our t-shirts, and People love it.
Well, it's nice variety. Now, talk about your music, too. Are you a songwriter also?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I started writing songs in high school. They weren't any good, but I was just driven to write songs. So that's always been a part of what I do. The creative process. Yeah.
And I've talked to a number of people over the years in different places in the music industry. Some are more studio musicians, and they're always fascinated by how something is written and brought to them, and they kind of have to make it come to life in the studio by, kind of collaborating and doing some of that work. Do you like all of that? Is that all enjoyable to you to be able to get it from just a thought in your head down to something that people are enjoying on stage?
Yes, of course. Yeah, it's a magical process. It also can be wildly frustrating, but it's like a piece of clay, man. You keep working at it, and eventually you have a base.
Yeah, what do you write about?
Anything that sparks my creativity. I mean, love and loss is always a good place to start. Anything that's inspiring, write about.
Does it come to you, or do you have sessions where you sit down and actually try to write?
I've tried the sit-down session stuff, and it's just not my bag. I'm better off just having something come to me organically or sit down and work by myself and then bring it to somebody else. I'm not good just staring at somebody for 4 hours.
Hey, all our best ideas come to us in the shower, right?
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Do you collaborate a lot with others when you're writing?
Not as much as I used to. I tried the songwriter thing in Nashville for a long time, and it just wasn't my bag. But those guys are all trying to write hit songs, and so you get four or five people in a room, and it's just not my thing. But I do. I have a couple people I've collaborated with, and some of them come on my own, and however you get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as you end up with a good song, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes somebody else just has the right tweak for what you come up
Absolutely.
With to get you there. Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
You bet. When you first when you first came to Nashville to do the songwriting thing, to try to get on stage and perform, how difficult is that for a person to do? Because there's a lot of unknowns.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I moved to Nashville, it seemed a lot harder than it is now, but... Yeah, that was a trying time in my life, trying to navigate the way this town works and trying to stand out or carve your own niche out. Very, very difficult. The first couple of years were a dark period of my life.
Well, artists today that are just getting started, they have the benefit of the internet. I mean, they can market
Absolutely.
Some of their own stuff online, posting videos, those types of things, build a following before they really have to go out and beg, to get on stage. It's different. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a ton of stages in Nashville now, too, like 60 plus stages for people to show up and play. And when I moved to town, there was only 7 stages. So it's changed a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly has.
Lots of opportunities. Yeah.
You betcha. This show, again, is coming up this Saturday, March 9th, 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. If you want to get those tickets, you can go online, warrenculturalcenter.com, to pick those up. Adults are $20. Hey, students are free, high school and under, as part of the Legends and Locals series. So make sure you get in on that opportunity to enjoy the show. David Graham is with us here this morning. David, when you go, you mentioned you've been there before to the Warren Cultural Center. You love those types of venues. Is that a particular interest of yours? Being on stage, being able to actually see people instead of just stage lights?
Oh, of course, yeah. And it's a beautiful building, if I remember correctly. And just really looking forward to having a good time.
Very good. David Graham and the Eskimo Brothers, straight from Nashville, Tennessee, performing here this Saturday again, 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Get your friends, get your family, get your tickets, and get on down there and have a good time on Saturday night. David, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Have a great show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.